My brother's there. I have your phone number on an old phone. And I saw it and I thought, oh my goodness, I wonder if this number's still good. And you haven't been on the air in a couple of years, huh? I wonder if this phone's still active. Blessings to you from Yahweh in this unbelievable time now of judgment. Blessings to you, brother.
Greetings, Pastor Rice, and blessings to all the saints at the Overcomer community and all around the world. Brother Joe calling in to say hi. It was a precious sister that called in a while ago. She shared with the saints a gift the Lord shared with her. She, I believe, told Brother Stair that he, in 2 Thessalonians 2:7, verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who letteth, I believe is God, will let until he, Brother Stair, be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed. We have a president that is an empty vessel. I believe he will say anything they want him to say. But we have the mind of Christ and are told to watch, and we are because we believe in the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a darkness covering the earth. There is a famine for the true word of God. Thanks be to God that we are still hearing the voice of the last day prophet of the Most High God. Bless all you saints that keep everything going out still for the last day message to the saints around the world. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Maranatha.
Lord bless you, prophet of God, Pastor Rice, the saints in Walterboro. Bless you all. Bless you all in Jesus' name. Lord, led me to pray for the Sister Naomi this morning. Sister Stair. Precious memories. Precious memories. Had my own Naomi, a little younger than Brother Stairs, came and went. Tore me. Biggest trial sometimes of my life. This morning she's in the next room, sleeping with my grandson right beside her. So it was a huge miracle in my life. Huge miracle. God is coming very soon here. I love you all. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Never nothing.
Hello, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Brother Rich. I wanted to call and thank you. Thank you for praying for me. yep, something else has come upon me. I have fibrosis of the lungs from working in a fiberglass factory for years. And it comes and goes, kind of. It's on me now. Seriously bad. And it's the fourth watch. The devil wants me dead. God told me I'd live to see the return of the Christ. If you guys weren't praying for me, I'd probably be dead. I've never met any brothers and sisters in Christ. I thought I had in the past. But they had betrayed me, took all my money, belongings, whatever, left me in this place. I could kiss them all. They don't know what they've done to me and for me. The last few years I had quite a few possessions, 20, 30 guitars. I gave them all away. Mostly the children that didn't have anything to play. And I'm still selfish because I kept three of them for myself. That's all I have left. I've given away everything else. Got some clothes. I mean, everything. Means nothing to me. Laughing in the face of death and the devil hates it. I thought it would be uplifting for me to, you know, come down and candidate this fall and see everyone there. I'm sure it would have, but it just wasn't meant to be. I know what it's like to suffer for Christ's sake, and I thank God, and I say something in the spirit will intercede for me with groanings that cannot be uttered. I don't have much more to say. I'm going to have to consider some things here. I just know that Christ is coming, and I'm going to live to see his return. Could you ask for anything more than that? I don't think so. No. Well, I love you all. And I'll call you back here when I can. Keep the faith, because we've been given that by grace. Chosen for time as we know it. And he has started a good work in us. We'll finish it. There's so many promises. He's bringing his reward for us with him. So you keep praying for me, for each other, as is our reasonable service. Thank you again. The broadcast has never been better. I just listened to Brother Stair again. Some recordings, you know, from yesteryear. Truly, the last day prophet of God has been here. And it was a blessing. Well, like I say, I love you all. Keep faith now. God bless. He has blessed us. God bless.
Good morning. This is Brother Richard in Mesa, Arizona. I am calling for prayer, and I send my prayers and thoughts to you people, my brothers and sisters, the Kennedys, and I'm a little down. Please remember me in your prayers, that God would uphold me and lift me up. I bless you all in Jesus' name, and that's it. Bye for now.
Hey, brothers and sisters in Christ. God bless you all, saints. Scott Thomas from Ellendale, California, Maranatha.
Good evening, Overcomer Ministry. This is Sister Stephanie Cage calling to let you know that the Lord has blessed and heard your prayers. And I thank and praise the Lord for it. Had very serious problem, and the Lord has blessed, and I've been healed, and I thank the Lord for your prayers. And do desire your continued prayers, and we'll be praying for thanks and for the ministry. Just thank God for all things in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Maranatha.
Hello, Pastor Rice and all the saints there at the Overcomer Ministry. I just wanted to call in, and every day is like a struggle for me to just go on, and then my youngest daughter, who's prone to using drugs, I have to fight not giving her any money. And so I'll just send it to y'all. I know you'll do good with it. And so God bless all of you, and keep on, like I need to keep on and not turn back. And praise God for the message this morning from Brother Stair. It was so good, so profound to me. And so God bless y'all. Love you, and Maranatha.
God bless you, saints. This is Sister Diane in Finland, Minnesota. Listening on 9955, and that's doing good, along with 9982. And I'll be with you for prayer hours this evening, and I do ask your prayers for us. And I do pray for all the saints at the Overcomer and around the world. And Lord, help us all just to be prepared for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, bless you all, and Maranatha.
Bless you. This is Sister Sherry. I just wanted to call in and bless Pastor Rice and the saints of God there at the Overcomer and around the world. And I've just been thinking of us as a body, and wanted to call in, and I was very blessed to come to the Overcomer and have my soul refreshed and see the saints of God since Brother Stair's passing, just to be there. And I felt like it was in the right order, and that things are just as Brother Stair left it. I found the love there and was just blessed to be there. Also, just having, hearing the saints call in, the sister from New Jersey and Sister Mitchell for her husband praying over him. It is such a blessing to hear the phone calls that come in to, as we are one body, This is something that Brother Sarah, I felt like his ministry, not only was he the last day prophet of God and ministered to us the last day, but also he gathered us together from all corners of the world, all countries, brought us together to one place. And I heard Brother Spencer praying how we are one body and we're in the spirit, that in the spirit we're all together. We're that one body in the spirit. And so hearing all of the saints call in and hearing their testimonies and hearing what they're going through, we can relate, and that we are all fighting this battle. And it's just such an encouragement. And I just wanted to call in for a moment, and that the saints of God are on my mind, and that I'm praying, and I'm specifically praying for Pastor Rice the last week. The Lord said he would never leave us nor forsake us, and he hasn't. And we're so blessed that he is there and keeping the order and keeping on with the mission of keeping us gathered together in the spirit. And I'm just so blessed. And Maranatha, saints, Jesus is coming soon.
Bless you, Pastor Rice, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Sharon just calling in to say thank you for having us down there this past Sabbath, and thank God for the broadcast. Maranatha.
I am in Kentucky. My name's Mike Chilton. Maranatha.
Hi, I'm getting your frequency on 1170 a.m. in Columbia, Maryland. Paul Gamber. God bless you, brother.
Sister Danelle Terry in Texas. I'm calling in for prayer for my healing and just asking God to touch me and heal me. Thank you. I've listened to the prayer meeting this evening. I know that y'all pray for all the saints. And so I'm asking for you, please pray for me. Appreciate y'all and the broadcast. Thank you so much. Maranatha.
To lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it.